Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. 1 John 2, 15-17, NLT. When Paul was before Agrippa, he showed the attitude that someone has when they truly have experienced the unconditional love of Jesus and have a genuine relationship with Christ. When someone has a sincere conversion, the things of this world lose their appeal. The 10th commandment, "Thou shalt not covet," is not a struggle to keep. When Christ abides in the heart, the Christian is not looking at the things everyone else has and wishing they could have those things too. Instead, they look at the world and desire for the world to have what they have. This is what Paul's attitude was as he stood before King Agrippa in Acts 26, 28-29. Agrippa interrupted him, "Do you think you can persuade me to become a Christian so quickly?" Paul replied, "Whether quickly or not, I pray to God that both you and everyone here in this audience might become the same as I am, except for these chains." Paul was standing in chains in his prisoner uniform before King Agrippa in all of his royal splendor. Yet Paul did not desire what Agrippa had. He wanted Agrippa to have what he had. Likewise, those who've had a real experience with Jesus will not be looking at the world longing for what the world has. Instead, they will be longing for the world to have what they have. Coveting becomes an impossibility when your heart is filled with God's love. When your heart is filled with God's love, you do not envy the world. Instead, you feel sorry for the world because it doesn't have what you have. Instead of having worldly ambitions, we have the ambition of Paul when he said in Acts 20:24, "But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God." And we want to tell the world about the wonderful grace of God so that they can have what we have.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.